Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy.
And it's time for second date update.
Yep. You go on a date, and if you do not hear from the person you went out with or it gets a little weird afterwards, just let us call them, and we'll see if we can figure it out for you.
We've got Laura on the phone. She apparently got ghosted by Jesse. Are you there?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi, Laura.
Tell us everything.
Hi. Yeah, well, thanks for having me. So I met this guy, Jesse. We connected on Tinder, and we'd been flirting online for a couple of weeks, as you do. And it turns out we actually worked near each other.
Oh.
We both work in the financial district,
okay,
which was kind of perfect. So we decided to meet up, and it was, I think, last Tuesday. And so we met at Justin Herman Plaza. We had lunch, and I thought it was great. Like, the weather was gorgeous.
Okay.
We sat outside. It was sunny. It was amazing. I really thought that it seemed fine.
What was the in-person chemistry? Was good?
I thought that it was good. He did seem, now that I'm looking back, like, a little distracted, I guess. I feel like that's kind of common now.
Was he on his phone too much or what?
He just wasn't. I felt like he was just thinking about other things and, like, looking away. I mean, it was a work day, so he's probably at a stressful job. There was a lot on his mind. I don't know.
Did he look like his pictures online?
Yeah.
Okay.
Write afterwards, or has it just been a nothing since the lunch?
I mean, there was, like, I feel like he's kind of ghosted me. He responds, but there's no emojis. He's really only responds, like, every couple of days, and he's pretty much disappeared, and I just kind of want to know why.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Well, then we'll figure this out.
We're going to call him. We'll have you on the line. You know how it goes. You just got to keep quiet, and we'll try to figure it out, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Cool.
Right, we'll do it next. It's second date update on Star 101.3.
More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today, Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. We're in the middle of second date update.
And Laura is on the phone.
Hi, Laura.
Hey.
Hi.
All right,
hi.
So to recap Laura's story, you met Jesse on Tinder. You guys went to lunch. You both work in the financial district. And the weather's been so nice. Like, outdoors on a nice day, you got the bay in front of you. It's really, really,
best.
Really nice. But you're saying he's just kind of being really non-responsive since the lunch last week.
Yeah. He's just, like, every couple of days maybe sending a little short response, but he's not asking any questions, no emojis, like, nothing.
How was the interaction before the date?
I thought it was, like, the way that he was typing and interacting with me was totally different. He was engaged, he asked questions, I don't know, he's flirting.
Well, you know how the segment goes. We're going to call him, try to stay quiet while we ask him questions, and we'll see if he can tell us what's going on, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All sure.
Right, here we go.
Hello.
Good morning. Is this Jesse?
Yeah, this is Jesse.
Hi, Jesse. This is Sandy. I actually do a morning show with Marcus on Star 101.3 called Marcus and Sandy.
Hey, Jesse. Good
morning.
Not
sure if you've heard of our show.
Hey. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, quick question. Can we put you on the air for 1 second? We just have a funny, like, dating question.
I guess so, sure.
Okay. Oh, Jesse's a good sport.
So, we wanted to ask you about someone that you went on a date with recently, and she thinks you might have ghosted her. Laura? And
Yeah.
Oh.
I remember Laura.
Oh, God, that wasn't Laura. Get on the phone. But, I mean, we're all here now.
Well,
so.
Okay. Well, this is, thanks for Marcus. Jeez. You ruined that one. Well, okay. So, Jesse, Laura's actually on the phone with us right now. We were trying to not make it awkward, but I'm going to blame Marcus on that one. We're just trying to see how the date went. Maybe are you too busy? Is everything cool?
No, the date was great. She was super fun to meet for lunch. She looked great. It was a good time.
I mean, she's right there. Maybe you guys could talk amongst yourselves.
The thing we do on the show is called Second Date Update, and we're trying to connect people who may have gone on a first date, but then it kind of just doesn't go anywhere. So Laura actually contacted us to figure out, like, hey, second date maybe, or
yeah, and it's just kind of I'm just maybe not a good time for me, you know.
Are you too busy? I mean,
it's a thing. It's a thing that I that is weird, and yeah, it's kind of embarrassing or whatever. But
I don't know what you mean when you say thing.
What's the thing?
Well, we were on our date, and we were outside. It was a really nice day, kind of warm, and I looked down at her feet, and she was wearing sandals. And I'm sorry to like say it this way, but her toes were way too long.
What do you mean her toes were too long? What is that? What do you even mean?
They were really long. It kind of weirded me out a little. They looked like fingers, and it's just I just couldn't really imagine like being around them all the time.
Like, are you joking?
No, I wouldn't ever say that. I'm sorry to like, it's feet are kind of my thing. It's just, it's sort of like a deal breaker for me. It's not something I can really like get over.
Okay. So personality, none of that matters. It's toes.
Do you have a foot fetish?
No, I mean,
like,
all
what
that
is...
matters. Of course you're great. You look beautiful. It's just for like, I just can't. I just kind of cringe at the idea of long toes.
Oh my god!
You know, they look like fingers.
Hang on a sec, you guys. And by you guys, I mean Patrick. I don't want to talk to him anymore. I'll be real.
Laura, are you how?
That's lame.
I'm sorry. That makes me sad.
Like, that's just so like shallow to say to someone. Like, honestly, you think that like people are jerks online when they're dating, and that's like a new low. Like, this is why it's so hard to date.
Yeah.
People brush people off over stupid, shallow stuff. And that's like really embarrassing and also just insulting. Like, that's not okay.
All right, hang on. Man, that does suck. You know, Second Date Update, 7:05 weekday mornings, replays at 9:05. And then, of course, it's got its podcast. If you download the iHeartRadio app and search out Marcus and Sandy, we've got like 4 different podcasts there.
Marcus and Sandy on Star 101.3.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.